Recent rain is supporting the location for the Emu Swamp Dam, according to grower group at Granite Belt Water. The dam, which when it's built will hold 12,000 megalitres and supply around 50 producers, is open at the moment to design and construction tenders. But Granite Belt Water CEO Lloyd Taylor told Belinda the rain gauge placed at the head of the dam site indicated that had it already been built, the catchment would now be filled.
It's a methodology of delivery which has been tried and tested in Tasmania. They've done over 15 projects on a design and construction methodology. And it's designed so that all of the innovation in design and construction are brought together so that there is an ability, shall we say, to just get a project delivered in a more cost-effective manner.
Do you think it will speed up the process?
It will integrate the process between the designer and ultimately the constructor. The designer still has to, when they are awarded the contract, develop a full design that is regulatory compliant. So it brings in more efficiencies than time savings, is probably the best way to describe it.
The Stanthorpe area did get rain recently. Which
welcome rain.
Indeed, which refilled one of the dams. Has that helped, hindered? What has that proven in terms of the Emu Swamp Dam project?
It proves that in large rainfall events, there's a significant amount of water that's able to be captured and stored for future use. It also proved from how it's impacted the community how valuable water is to the Stanthorpe and Granite Belt in terms of the whole economic viability of business in the district.
Is it in the right spot based on the rainfall?
Yes. We've just installed a rain gauge at what will potentially be the head of the dam, and it indicated that we would be substantially full as a result of the rain that the district received.
So what time frame are you working towards now that you've released those tenders to design and deliver the Emu Swamp Dam project?
Look, we're hoping that practical completion of the of all of the design and construction is done and is wrapped up by the end of 2023. So there's a way to go yet, but this is the first really important step in the delivery of this project.
Are customers of those potential users of the water increasing or staying, you know, steady in terms of demand?
Demand is fully subscribed for what we are able to deliver from the scheme, and it has been fully or oversubscribed right from the start of the project. The recent rain and the preceding drought really has reaffirmed to the growers and to the community the need for more water storages in the district.
So you think there needs to be extra now? Because it's fully subscribed already and it hasn't even been built yet.
No, I can't say that there needs to be extra. There's only so much water available for extraction from the system, and we're very careful that we don't take too much out of the system. We're working within the limits that the government has set for this particular area, but there's still a significant amount of storage available for people to capture water as it sort of flows overland as well on a lot of farms.
What do you think it will do for the community once it actually is available, you know, for those growers? What difference will it make?
It provides them with a certainty in the future years that they do have water to plant a crop. So that makes it a lot easier to plan. They do know what their water inputs are likely to be per hectare. They know how much water they have available in those few years. So they're able to, at full supply, they're able to actually plan 3 years out for their business. And giving them that sort of certainty, you know, just gives them that little bit more comfort that they can make, you know, investment decisions in their farm and in their businesses.
Well, we'll see what happens in terms of the tenders and who applies. Thank you so much for talking to me this morning, Lloyd.
My pleasure, and thank you for your interest in the project.